Daniel 6. Hope in God for deliverance while in the lion's den. The accusations were false. His accusers, due to pressure and fear of the high priests and officials, lie to Pilate about Jesus in order to have him killed. Lying about those who threatened political power or position has been going on since before Jesus. Our lesson from Daniel has its own list of accusers. By now, the southern kingdom has come to an end, which led to the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem. Both kingdoms, north and south, have fallen to Babylon, overtaken by the Medes or the Persians. Jeremiah has taken exile in Egypt, along with many former Israelites. Daniel and some of the Jews stayed in the area of the Fertile Crescent as exiled Jews. Daniel's story of faith, declared by his refusal to eat the non-kosher food, and accused by the leaders out of jealousy, still remaining faithful and not bowing down to the king, ends him in the lion's den, and Daniel continues his faithfulness in the one true God. Daniel comes out of the lion's den without so much as a scratch. The king, shocked and yet so happy, he makes a new decree that the God of Daniel is the living God. Just like the gospel, leaders are making false accusations against faithful people, including falsely accusing Jesus. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego all prove the kings of Babylon and Persia are not their boss. They take orders only from the living God. In our gospel, we see Jesus also knows the kings and religious leaders are not his boss or authority. Being able to keep our faith in difficult circumstances is not easy. We may not be thrown into a lion's den. We, however, have a God who will be with us when seems we are in a den of lions. We were not promised a life free of trials and tribulations. We have a God who will be with us during those times in our life, who said nothing could separate us from the love of God. Keep your faith, love your God, and practice your faith even when the pressure of the world tries to convince us of a better life, one of man-made idols. God is faithful to God's promises, and God shows that faithfulness to us in opening a gate of salvation. God rescued us from the sin and death of this world in the Messiah. The open gate of Jesus Christ we walk through gives us power over the rulers of this world. Jesus keeps us from the eternal death and damnation by conquering death and the cross. The open gate of Jesus Christ is our passage into eternal life in God's kingdom. Our God is the true God of Daniel. Our God, the Messiah, is coming again in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of deliverance, you rescued Daniel from the mouths of the lions when he was punished for worshiping you. Liberate all who are endangered for the sake of their faith, and rescue us from anything that separates us from worshiping only you for the sake of the one who made your name known to all people across land and seas, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, the open gate. Amen.